The SeaTac Minimum Wage Initiative propelled the small city that surrounds the airport onto the national stage. The increase will be 61% more than Washington State's minimum wage. As of the first election count, the measure was passing by a margin of 261 votes. That doesn't sound like a lot, but in such a small town, that's an 8 percentage point spread. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for Yes for SeaTac, the union-led group that sponsored the measure. She says fast food workers and other minimum wage earners across the country have been watching SeaTac's use of the ballot box as a possible remedy for stagnant pay.
They have, like us, like the people in SeaTac, become very tired of waiting for Congress and corporations to do something. People are looking for a solution, and using the democratic process is a great way to do it.
Money poured into this campaign on both sides, but supporters raised more than twice as much. Opponents include Alaska Airlines and the Washington Restaurant Association. This past summer, they fought the measure in court, trying to keep it off the ballot. A spokesman for Common Sense SeaTac, which opposes Proposition 1, says the remaining uncounted ballots could still tip this in their favor. He says it's too early to say whether the measure will wind up back in court. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.